So that I see you working with your hands, I see a saw, and I see you with wood, and I see you building things and constructing things. And the Lord would say, know that I'm even building into you, and know that I'm doing a great work in you. And the Lord says, you've been open, and you've been wanting, and you've been willing. And the Lord says, know that I'm rearranging some things, and I'm reconstructing some things. And the Lord says, I love you, I'm proud of you. He says, you're my son. You're my son. And even as I was a carpenter when I walked this earth, good with my hands, know that I haven't changed. I'm still good with my hands. And know my hands are all over you. My hands are on you. The Lord says, don't think that there's no favor on you. He says, my favor is on you. My love and my blessing is on you. And I want you to begin to walk in it. The Lord says, I have it for you. Receive it. Receive it. It's not for another, but for you. For you. So Lord, I pray, God, that He would just understand that right now, tonight. Or the whoo! Wow, there it is right there. That favor, that blessing, that anointing. God, let him just receive of that tonight. That's it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Bless you, bless you. Matilda.
Melinda,
sorry.
Melinda.
Lord, I thank you for Melinda. Melinda, I see fire all around your feet. I see flames of fire. The Lord says you're a person of passion. And I see you now walking, and I see you walking in circles, and I see you going here and going there and going everywhere. The Lord says you're a trailblazer as well. Art, intercession, expression. And it's like a cutting edge. And the Lord says, go with it, flow with it, move with it. Woo! The Lord says, release it, release it. He says, no more holding back. He says, I want you to be free, and I want you to be free in me. For whom the Son sets free is free indeed. It's a day, an hour of liberation for you. And I see you flagging now, and I see you dancing, and I see you expressing. And I see as you're doing that, great change coming to the atmosphere around you and to those around you. Woo, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And I see even just a great balance coming as well. Great times of impartation, I hear the Lord saying. And great anointing. I see like almost like suction cups on you, and I see you just taking it in and taking it in and just take and just felt so hungry and receiving and grasping everything the Lord is releasing. So Lord, I just thank you for that. Lord, thank you for that hunger. Thank you for that anointing. Thank you for that desire, Lord, for greater blessing, greater release of your power. Just keep that hunger. Let that hunger continue to suck from your anointing, Jesus, and your presence and your power. Feel it. Feel it. Lord, let the creativity flow as well, God. Dance, the art, the expression. Everything you've put inside of her, let it come forth. Colors, 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 colors. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. Amen. How are you, sir? What's your name?
Gregory.
Gregory? Father, Lord, I just thank you for Gregory, Lord. I just thank you for that word of life that you have for him. Thank you, Father, Lord. I see you like on a surfboard, and I see you just like enjoying the waves and the ocean and the water, and I see you just with an ease about you, almost like a carefree. And the Lord's, and now I just saw a picture of him surfing right beside you on a surfboard as well, enjoying the water and the ease. The Lord says, I'm with you, I'm for you. The Lord says, nature. And the Lord says, the appreciation of what I've created, he says, is upon you. He says, know that I am the creator. The Lord says, I'm realigning some things in your life right now. Even some things that went on to take you off on some other doctrines, some other ways, and some other understandings. The Lord says, know that I'm bringing those things back into alignment. He says, I am the creator and I am the source. I am the one and I am the truth. I am the life. I am everything. He says, toss away those things. He says, they're mingled. They're mingled with riches. witchcraft and they're mingled with sorcery and it's not of my will. He says, cut those things away. He says, come to me. I'm the true vine and I'm the truth and I have everything that you are in need of. He says, now sever those things now. He says, because those things don't bring a fulfillment, but they will entangle you. And I see weeds and I see vines all around you trying to pull you off in different directions. But I see the Lord coming. I see him bringing a sword and I see him cutting those things and I see him aligning things and bringing true revelation, true light and true understanding to you. The Lord says, receive it. He says, it's the truth. It's the way. He says, and I'm it. He says, toss those things aside. He says, tonight's the night. Make a decision. He says, and when you do, he says, true life, true empowerment is coming to your body. It's coming to your life in Jesus' name. So Lord, I just pray right now, Lord God, that you would just reveal yourself in a new way to him. I just thank you, God, for just a fresh empowerment. Lord, even as I saw it, detangle everything that's tried to ensnare him. And Lord, just let your power and your spirit fall upon my brother. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name.
Amen. I don't even know where my home base is. Outside is the home base too, right?
Kevin, of course. Lord, I just thank you for Kevin. And I just thank you, Lord, for that word of encouragement right now, that word of life. Kevin, I see the Lord. I saw him put a helmet on your head. The helmet of salvation. And I saw him just, as that helmet went on, it was like a fresh impartation of love, of life, of glory. I saw him healing your mind. And I saw him restoring some things. I saw him unblocking some areas that had been closed and blocked, even from things that had happened in your life. And I just see him bringing just healing and a release. So Lord, I just thank you for all the things you're doing in my brother's mind and in his life. Thank you, God. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Praise God.
And I see lightness, and I see change, and I see freedom, and I see an answered prayer coming. I see new liberation, and I see a new passion rising up, a new direction, and new something to fight for, something to stand for, a new fire being lit. And I see dedication, and I see a shift even in your personal time, your prayer life. I see him just igniting some things, and I just see things like a fire, and I read his word, and the Lord says, you are my handmaiden, called, anointed, so to bring the word, to send the word, to declare the word, to preach the word. And he said, preach, wherever you are, speak, and share. The Lord says, I'm anointing you afresh. He says, you got it. Open up your mouth and declare and release the word I give to you. Woo, for it's liberation to set the captive free.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Cindy, right now, I thank you, Lord, for that word of life, Lord. I saw a new wardrobe. I saw him come in and I saw him open up the closet and just taking out the old and putting in the new. The Lord said, there's some new things for you. And he says, I'm putting them in there for you. He says, I'm going to stack them real nice. He says, I'm going to organize it real good. I'm going to color coordinate. I'm going to organize it. And it's going to go, you're going to go in there and you say, what do I take? What do I put on? The Lord says, I've given you an abundance. He says, and you're going to walk in it and flow in it. Not only in the natural realm, he says, but in the spiritual realm. He says, know that I'm building your foundation and I'm building your house and I'm filling it with good things, great things. He says, and don't be afraid. He says, there's a new boldness coming to you. He says, you're going to speak it. You're going to declare it. You're going to walk in it. He says, you are going to be a demonstration of my blessing, of my goodness, and of my power and my anointing, says the Lord. Woo! I just thank you, Lord. Build that house. Give her that new wardrobe. Everything she needs. Every spiritual covering. Every spiritual coat. Every spiritual dress. Everything she needs. Let her pull on it when she needs it. And walk in it and wear it. It's yours, says the Lord. For you tonight.
pull your mind here. Can you pull your mind here? And I just see things come, come, come.
But the Lord says, know that I am going to release that peace right inside of your heart. Right inside of you, you're going to know. The Lord says, you are a man of God. And you are that spiritual covering. He says, don't second guess yourself. I'm speaking to you. I'm showing you. He says, you're my rock. You're my rock. Stand firm. Stand even in this hour and know that I am ordaining the footsteps of a righteous man. And I call you righteous. Woo! Says the Lord. Amen.